Think of all the sleep hacks you've ever heard. You could spend years trying them all. Or you could instantly transform your sleep with Boll & Branch. They make the softest, most breathable bedding you've ever felt. And it's all 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. Millions of sleepers love their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And you can try all of them for 20% off with promo code Odyssey. So hurry to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com. See site for details.
NFL draft 2 days away, 3 shows away. We cannot wait to be out there with all you Texans fans at NRG. Gonna be fun times, and we're gonna get to see the Texans make a first round pick for the first time in dang near 2 years, John Lopez. It seems like it's been forever, but it's gonna be fun. And then a Friday, of course, three picks, 2 in the second round, and then Saturday, that's where you find the gems. They might be finding the next Tom Brady, so look out, Deshaun Watson. John McClain in the building. It's that time. We do it every Tuesday at about 11:15. McClain leg hiking. John McClain, the NFL Hall of Famer legend, hikes his leg on our takes, and I'll get this started off right now. We threw this hypothetical out there yesterday, John. It's not a not going to happen. It's a hypothetically. If you were calling the shots, would you trade your first 2 draft picks for Jalen Ramsey?
My first pick and my first pick in the second round?
Yes.
Absolutely not. That guy has become a rough man.
He was actually in Houston yesterday.
5-11 with him last year.
He was actually in H-Town yesterday.
He was?
He was with a doctor that a lot of the Texans work with.
Oh, okay.
According to my man, Armack.
Wonder what he was doing at a doctor.
Oh, you got an ACL. No, just kidding.
That's interesting. He's supposed to be working out with his daddy in Nashville.
Yeah, he was, allegedly. Hmm. All right, McClain leg hiking here. We know who the first Coug that's going to be drafted is, and that would be,
who would that be?
That would be one Ed Oliver. All right, for the sake of this show, the first Longhorn draft, it's a two-part question. It's a two-part leg hiking, John.
God.
So you're going to go and then maybe stop and then go again, kind of like I do sometimes. All right. The first Longhorn drafted this year will be Chris Boyd, cornerback, and the first Aggie drafted this year will be tight end Jay Sternberger.
I believe that you're right on Chris Boyd, but I think Eric McCoy is going to be drafted before
the center.
Sternberger, the center or guard. He can do both.
So just a little bit of a leg hike.
I think he's going to be a second rounder. I think Jay Sternberger is going to be a second rounder, and I think Boyd's going to be a third rounder.
Ugh. That's... Good luck to whoever does that.
Mm-hmm.
Kyler Murray will not be the first pick in the draft.
Oh, yes, he will. Hike it.
Why?
Because he's the Cliff Kingsbury. He wants him to run his system because they're a terrible team. There's no buzz. The attendance is down. There's not, the Suns are terrible. The Diamondbacks, there's no buzz about them. And the Coyotes were awful.
And the Coyotes were awful.
This would be a great time to draft a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback who is Mr. Excitement with the first pick, especially when your new head coach wants him so bad.
If the Texans do not draft an offensive lineman or a cornerback with their first pick, that's if they don't do that, it'll be a wide receiver.
No, hike that leg. If they didn't do something like that, I think it would be an inside pass rusher, maybe another.
That was my other pick.
Outside pass rusher. Yeah. It wouldn't be a back or receiver because those guys are not going to start. That first rounder at some point better start. And I think if you took an inside pass rusher, he's not going to start, but when they go to passing situations, he could penetrate and get up the field. Mike Mayock, who did NFL Network from 2004 through 2018 before he went to the Raiders, said, and I wrote this in a story I did today, about every year he used to ask the top quarterbacks, what do you hate the most in a game? And they almost all said pressure up the middle.
Mm-hmm.
An edge rusher, you can step up into the pocket like Brady, either one of the Mannings, Rivers, Roethlisberger, but boy, when that pressure comes up the middle and gets
right
in your face, if you're not mobile, you can't bail, you got to adjust your feet, you got to adjust your delivery, and that just screws up everything. So everybody's looking for an Ed Oliver or a Quinnen Williams, and I think both of them will be top 5 picks.
Liz Beth is the best haircut person in Houston, not Brenda at Supercuts on Silver.
Hi, kid. Brenda at Supercuts on Silver is the best. Because she makes me look like Brad Pitt. Don't y'all think so?
I saw you tweet that.
You're looking good. You're still on that diet, aren't you?
Fourth week. It's not a diet. I just watch what I don't
eat. I think you've lost at least 10 pounds.
Any of my favorite stuff.
Changing your eating habits, yes, which is even better.
That's a diet. I wondered this morning, because I took so much good-natured grief for that, as I knew I would.
Mm-hmm.
When Brad Pitt looks in the mirror, does he see me?
That's a great question. Brad Pitt knows you.
Maybe during his substance abuse days, maybe.
I thought this was hilarious when I tweeted that yesterday after I got a haircut. Den Mann.
Oh, yeah.
Den, who worked the Sports Center of the Post, MLB.com forever, Roy Hoffman's grandfather. Den tweeted a picture of Pitt in Benjamin Button when he shrunk up to about 2 feet tall as a 90-year-old guy. Said, mm-hmm. I hope not this Brad Pitt.
Oh, my goodness.
Matt Mosley said you're more of a Clooney guy. Matt Mosley of ESPN Central Texas.
Maybe the next time.
Next time?
When I look in the mirror, I'll see George Clooney.
All right. The Houston Texans will trade back out of the first round or from their pick.
I think there's a really good chance that could happen. If the tackles they like are gone and there's so many corners of good value at the bottom of the first round, second, third round, I could definitely see that. If they could get like a three or get the four back,
sure,
something
sure.
like that. I don't think they'll trade out of the first round, but I could see them going down. Like, what if New England, if one of the quarterbacks dropped down to there, and they're loaded with picks, and they offered swap, give you a 32nd pick, and throw in a couple more,
mm-hmm.
and you could still get a good corner and more. I could see that.
My goodness. Josh Rosen will be traded draft day.
Yes, he will. They're going to wait right to the last minute to
see
what the best deal is, because right now he hasn't been traded. He could be today, tomorrow, right up to the first round. But it would be disastrous to bring Kyler Murray and Josh Rosen together. It wouldn't be fair to Rosen. Rosen should be demanding a trade to get away from the worst team in the NFL.
He should embrace it.
Be on his knees. I'm sure he is. I'm sure his agent, his family, everybody. Okay, it's a little blow to your ego, but you got a chance to go to a much better team.
I mean, well, that kind of leads to my – actually, before I say what I was going to say, let me get to my next leg hiking. At least two teams will trade into the first round for a quarterback.
Into the first round? No, I think up in the first round. So I think it'll be teams in the first round going up, as we've seen in the last four drafts or three. When was Carson Wentz and Goff? 3 years ago? So it's been the last three seasons. So since those guys, every quarterback other than Baker Mayfield, teams have traded up in the first round.
What teams do you think, like people talk about, will they, won't they? Dolphins draft a quarterback. Bengals draft a quarterback. Missing a couple of kind of tweener teams there.
Raiders.
Giants, actually.
Raiders.
If the Giants draft a quarterback, I think
Haskins.
It would be with the second pick in the first round, not the first. They need defensive players really bad.
Well, if that's the case, that's a team that you think
they could trade up.
They could trade up from the first round.
They had 12 picks, more than any team in the draft.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
So they got a lot of maneuverability. And I think Gettleman knows what he's doing. He's been associated with, I think, 7 Super Bowls. And I also believe that Miami could – you're a new coach and you got a new staff, do you really want Ryan Fitzpatrick to be your quarterback all year?
Hell no.
If they were tanking, they wouldn't have signed Fitzy. He could win 4 or 5 games. They would have stuck with the 2 lugs they got on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see Miami trading up. I could see Washington trading up. And you never know. Maybe the Giants do indeed. Cincinnati, I had them in my last draft taking Dwayne Haskins. Everybody loves him in Ohio. I could see that.
There's 3 networks showing the draft on Thursday night. If you can't go out to NRG to be with us, ESPN is the best network to watch for your draft coverage.
It is. My favorite draft analyst was Mike Mayock.
Yeah,
no
he was
matter
great.
If it was at the Combine.
He's the man.
Where it was, and I like Daniel Jeremiah, but he's got a long way to go to be considered on the same level as Mayock. And I used to like Gruden as well on ESPN, but I think top to bottom, ESPN does the best job. You know, last year Fox carried it, but they ran a simulcast of NFL Network. What we got now is an ABC crew led by Robin Roberts, who used to be at ESPN, and then the ESPN crew, and then the NFL Network crew. Of the host, I really like Rich Eisen. Rich is a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about a guy it'd be fun to hang out and go get a beer with. Rich is just
the Michigan man.
He is, and I really like him. When he and Mayock used to do the combine, I would watch those shows over and over just because of them. But if I'm tuning, like where I sit in the press box, I'll have all three of them on right in front of me, but the sound will be on ESPN.
What movie can you watch over and over? If you watch the draft coverage, I know you're the biggest movie buff in Houston.
I ask those questions sometime to people. If you were on a desert island, could see one movie, had to only watch one movie, what it would be. My first one would be The Godfather. My second one would be Pulp Fiction.
Oh, those are two good choices. Those are two real good choices right there. All right. The best, regardless of where they go, the best player in this draft will prove to be Nick Bosa.
I'm going to say no because he's been hurt two times with major injuries in 3 years. That worries me. You know, his brother has had major injuries since he came out. I'm going to guess just because he was a one-year starter and he was great. I'm going to say Quinnen Williams, the Alabama
Love
defensive
mm-hmm.
tackle.
Love him.
Because if he started 1 year, that means he's going to just keep getting better and better, and everybody loves his attitude. And so I'm going to say Quinnen Williams is going to be better than Bosa.
Going to finish leg hiking on this. You just mentioned Quinnen Williams. He's my number one player in this draft. Before he ran at the combine, I think he ran like a 4.8 or something like that, despite being 300-plus pounds. He ate eight stuffed Oreos for breakfast. If you're going to cheat on your healthy eating, John McClain, stuffed Oreos are the way to go.
I don't have any worries about Oreos because when I was a kid, that's all we had in the house. Now I wouldn't eat one if I was starving to death.
Really?
Yep.
Why do you hate Oreos so much?
Because I had to eat so many when I was a kid. That was it.
Sounds like a tough childhood.
I won't eat when I was a kid. I won't eat beets, hominy, Brussels sprouts, tomatoes out of a can. We were real poor, and my mother, everything she cooked was out of a can. Sardines, I won't touch any of that stuff. And for dessert, we had Oreos and snacks, and that was it.
Damn.
Sardines are good.
Sardines are
so
sausage.
Nasty.
That's another thing.
I had a bunch of Vienna sausage gross. And Spam.
Those are gross.
The Spam, my mother cooked that. Vienna sausage, that stuff that comes out of the can, is like
the gel?
Afterbirth. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like afterbirth. I'm not going to lie. I still eat them sometimes on the boat. Because they'll keep.
Nasty.
Because they'll keep there.
You
if I was
me.
On a boat with you and I was hungry and all we'd be
oh, no, I,
drinking beer, I'd eat a. I used to take Vienna sausage and get a can of pork and beans and put the sausage with the beans and mm-hmm. eat like that.
Nowadays, I usually get good venison sausage and slice it up with some cheese. I'll treat you right, John.
That sounds about more like it.
Yeah.
Sounds a little more bad and bougie, yeah. as the OG's been
like
known
to
be.
I would like spend a day with you on a boat. I don't fish.
Yeah.
Last time I fished was with Steve Fallon in Lake Austin, and I caught a big fish, and he didn't catch squat. He was so mad because he fished all the time. And when I asked him to take my picture, he had to put his hand on it like he had something to do with it. Other than providing the boat,
well,
putting the bait on the hook, but I did all the hard work.
I'm sure you did.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, NFL Hall of Famer John McClain with us for one more segment. Astros and Rockets both took losses yesterday. Some people are panicking. Is the general among them? We'll get into that and hear from J.J. Watt next.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.